Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 277 for Tuesday, February the 23rd. I'm Dave Sims. ICE Canada canola contracts were mostly lower Tuesday morning following losses in the vegetable oil market. Canola was anywhere from $3 to $4 lower to 50 cents higher, with the May contract checking in at $469.60 a ton. Malaysian palm oil declined for the fourth consecutive day, while the U.S. soy complex and European rapeseed futures were also lower. Large supplies of South American soybeans are about to enter the market, which was bearish for canola. On the other side, the Canadian dollar was lower relative to its U.S. counterpart, which improved domestic crush margins and made canola more attractive to outside buyers. Steady commercial demand has provided support to values, and canola is looking underpriced compared to other oil seeds. Rain in Brazil is hampering harvest efforts, and this also gave canola some support. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans were 8 to 9 cents weaker. The most active May contract was at $8.75 a bushel. Farmers in both the U.S. and South America were selling heavily on the heels of some recent rallies. This included some U.S. farmers who had apparently been hoarding supplies. Despite recent rains in Brazil, the crop looks to be a good one this year. Corn was 2 cents lower, with the May contract coming in at $3.70 a bushel. A noted analyst increased his estimate for both the corn crops in Brazil and Argentina. There are reports China may subsidize its corn farmers as it begins to auction off more of its huge stockpile. On the international market, losses in crude oil also weighed down corn. U.S. wheat was 1 to 2 cents weaker, with the May contract coming in at $4.62 a bushel. Large world supplies and weak demand for U.S. wheat dragged on values. It's still unclear just how recent warm weather may have affected winter wheat in the U.S. southern plains. If the plants emerge prematurely, they could be vulnerable to frost later on. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Tuesday morning, February 23rd. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.